Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Yoruba Right Podcast. My name is Temilola. Today's episode, it's a little different. In the past, I've talked about monuments, I've talked about people. Today, I thought I'll do something about traditions and cultural practices. So today's episode is called Ikomo, also known as a naming ceremony. Ikomo can also be referred to as Isomoloruko. It is easily one of my favorite traditions. So no matter where Yoruba people go in the world, they always perform the naming ceremony. It is something that Yorubas take seriously because we believe in destiny and that a person lives out the meaning of their name. So names for a child are derived from many different things. One is the manner of birth, the religion, professions, family circumstances, pre-birth, desires for the child, so what you want the child to achieve in life, the station or the order of birth. The ceremony itself, it usually takes place on the 7th, 8th, or 9th day after the child is born. So it's the 7th day if you give birth to a girl, it's the 9th day if you give birth to a boy, and it's the 8th day for twins. Well, that's how it used to be in the past. Nowadays, it's the 8th day for everyone. It is the day the child is brought out of the room, hence the term Ikomo Jade. So you are bringing the child out. So this is the first time the baby is presented to the world. There are numerous practices that would take place just before the naming ceremony and during the day itself. Some of those have died out in most parts of the culture, but there are some people who still practice everything. So one of them is that a bowl of water is tossed on the roof of the house. And as the mother and the baby come out, water from the eaves touches the mom and splashes on the baby. And it cries out and all the family and friends rejoice. I haven't seen this one done, but apparently it used to be done in the ancient times. Another one that is dying out due to changes in religion, the offering of sacrifice and a consultation of the deity that the family worships. This is done about 3 days after the child is born. So this is when they will consult with the Babalawo, the custodian of the Ifa religion, the Ifa priest, and ask him what the destiny of the child is. This is called Akose Jai. The destiny. This is where they'll find out this child is supposed to be a great warrior, of the breadwinner of the family, the colors they shouldn't wear. So they'll tell them, oh, you cannot wear a red color, or you cannot marry somebody from this village. This is when they find out all of those things. A lot of families don't do this anymore. And for a lot of people, they just switched it out and then use their current religion as their consultation phase. Now, the names. Typically, there are three types of names that you give a child. One is Oruko Amutonwa. This is the name that the child is born with. There is the Oruko Abiso. This is the christening name. And then there is a third one called Oriki. It's like a pet name. This one is the unique one. So not everyone will get all three names though. Most people will not have Oruko Amutonwa. So their birth is not remarkable enough to warrant that type of name. So I'll explain the three types of names. So the Amutonwa, a child is born with a name when the circumstance of its birth can be expressed by a name applicable to children born under a similar circumstance. The most popular example of this are twins. They're very celebrated and revered in Yoruba culture. So the firstborn is called Taiwo or Taiye. The sentence is To Ayewo, which means to taste life. And then the second one is Kendi, which literally means the one who lags behind. It is believed in the Yoruba culture that Kende is actually the older one that sent Taiye to go and taste life and see how it is. And it doesn't stop there. So any child that you give birth to after the twins is not left out. If it is a boy, it is called Idu. If it is a girl, it is called Alaba. So if you are born after the twins, you also have Oruko Amutonwa. Both are considered stubborn and people still believe that. Other examples of Oruko Amutonwa, Omokwe, refers to a child that is born later than the regular 9 months. there is Ojo or Aino is a child that is born with the cord still around its neck. So Ojo is for boys. Aino is actually non-gendered, but I've never met a male Aino. There's Ajayi. Ajayi refers to a baby that is born with its face downwards during its birth. There is Dada, a child that is born with dreadlocks, also considered powerful. And due to Christianity and the story of Samson, many parents don't cut the hair. There is Abiodun, a child that is born during a festival or New Year. There is Babatunde, which means father has come again. It is a name given to a male child born soon after the death of a father or grandfather. Yetunde is the female version of a Babatunde. There's another one called Tokumbo. Tokumbo is when you're born in a foreign place. So all of these are examples of names that you are given because of the circumstances connected to your birth. So the second type is the Oruko Abiso. So names are not given at random, like I said. You're not going to name your child after a celebrity or because it sounds good, although that is changing. Names are given based on the circumstances of the family or the child. That's why there's a Yoruba reference, Ilelawo kiato somoloruko, which means the state of the house must first be considered before you name your child. The names can be linked to the child directly, so like my name. The names can be linked to the family and indirectly to the child. In Yoruba culture, names are compounded. So there's always a prefix and then there is the rest of the name. Some of the compounds can be Ade, which means crown, or can mean to arrive. There is Ola, which means wealth. Another prefix is Olu. And there's Oye, which is like a chief. And there's some names that I compounded using the deities the families worship. The family might worship Oshun, so it'd be Oshun Toki. Oshun is worthy of praise. Nowadays, people replace that with Oluwa, which refers to God. And more recently, people compound the names with Jesu, like Jesus. So they would have a name like Jesu Fumi, which means Jesus gave me. So the third type are the Orikis. The ones that I mentioned are the pet names. It's expressing what you're hoping the child to become. So for girls, it's usually a term of endearment and praise them for their elegance or their beauty. For boys, it's usually expressing heroism, their strength. Examples are female Oriki. There's Ayoka, so one who causes joy all around. There's Ashabi, one of select birth. For the male Orikis, there's Ajani, one who possesses after a struggle. A lot of people never use their orikis. As a rule, only elders address children by their orikis. It is considered very non-you, so it's for a younger person to call an elder by their oriki. There are two other types of names that I will mention in passing. So one is the Abikune. So these are children who are called Abiku, meaning they're born to die. So Yorubas believe that they belong to a fraternity. Each of them come into the world with a prearranged time of death. Now we know that these aren't children in a fraternity. They're simply death caused by the high mortality rate. They have their own names. Some of the names are Malomo, which literally means don't go anymore. Or Durosimi, which means live to bury me. And then there's another one called Orile. So it's like the last name of your family. It's your ancestral name. So how it would go is, I'll use my name as an example. It would be Temilola Amoke. Omo, let's say my last name is Adegbite. It would be Omo Adegbite if that was my last name. At the ceremony, there are 7 symbolic items that are needed. These items are rubbed on the baby's lips and they hold significance. This is what is used to say the prayers for the baby at the ceremony. So the first thing is omi, water. Everything in life needs water to survive, and water has no enemies. So the prayer for the child would be, this child will never thirst, and no enemies will hinder their growth. Another thing they'll have is eku, palm oil, used to massage and soothe the body and prevent iron from rusting. The prayer for the child is, your life will be smooth and easy, and living a life in love, and there will be no friction. Another thing is Urubo bitter cola. Significance is that it lasts a long time. The prayer for the child would be that the child will have a long life. Another item is kola nut obi. It is chewed and spat out. Prayer is that this will repel evil in the child's life. Another one is oi, honey. It is used as a sweetener. Prayer is that the child would have a sweet and happy life. Another one is atari, so pepe. It has many seeds in the fruit. The prayer is that the child will have a fruitful life with lots of children. Then there is also eja, fish. Significance is that as a fish uses its head to find its way in water, no matter how rough the path is, the prayer is that the child will remain in its own natural environment and will overcome tough times and situations. And then the last is iyo, salt. Significance is that it adds flavor and it also helps to preserve food. So the prayer is that the child's life will be filled with flavor and happiness. All the names given to the child from the grandparents and the parents will be called out and repeated by those in attendance. Then the ceremony ends with food and drinks served to the public. And that is how you conduct a naming ceremony. I hope you enjoyed today's topic. Thank you for listening. Please don't forget to share, rate, and subscribe. Bye-bye.